Everyone, thank you for coming to this special webinar. This is the first time I've done a webinar like this for Get Your Marriage On. And tonight I want to talk to you about how to take your intimacy to the next level in 2023. This is a topic that's near and dear to me, something that I love talking about. And I think a lot about it. I read a lot about it. I talk a lot about it. I teach a lot about it. This is something that's really near and dear to me. And I hope if in the next few minutes we're together, I can share a few thoughts that I hopefully will help you in 2023, plus some exciting things to talk about too. Okay, a little introduction about me, in case you don't know me. My name is Dan, and I'm married to my wonderful wife, Emily, 19 years, and this is our 6 children. And as a family, we like to play tennis. We're a tennis family. We're really into outdoorsy stuff. We like hiking, mountain biking, you know, things like that. I like to run, and Emily homeschools our children. And let's see, I live in a beautiful part of the earth called Southern Utah, and it's next to a lot of canyons. It's in the desert and has warm winters and very hot summers. That's a little bit about me. Real quick, I want to ask you a question. Can you think of a time when things didn't turn out the way you thought they would, but in the end, it worked out? Can you think of a time like that? Things didn't turn out the way you thought they would. So one thing I like to do is run. And one of the goals I had last year, the year I turned 40, was to run a marathon in about 4 hours, which was quite a push goal for me. And I think, yep, there it is. I'm the guy in the middle in the gray, just in case you didn't know. I have my shirt on. Anyway, this is a photo taking me around mile 25, and a marathon is 26 miles long. So I'm absolutely exhausted. I don't know how I managed a smile in this photo, but I had this like idea that has been gnawing at me since I crossed the starting line of this marathon, that wouldn't it be funny to do a cartwheel over the finish line of this marathon? I've never done that before. And this might have been my last marathon. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to go out in style? So I'm running, I get to the finish line. I am so exhausted. And I managed to put my right hand down, then my left hand, and my feet go over my head. And then I miraculously land my cartwheel, but I'm kind of in a squatting position. But I didn't take into account how absolutely tired my legs would be. And I couldn't stand back up. So I was in this squatting position from doing this cartwheel. And it just took all of the strength I possessed, every little ounce of everything that was left. I was so depleted to somehow manage to stand back up and to come out of that. In the end, it did work out for the better. It worked out. But I think that's a good analogy for life. There's a lot of things for me, at least in my life, where, you know, I set out with one intention. I try to do something. This is my plan A. And then once you really get there, holy cow, there's a whole lot more to it than I would have never could have even thought about or taken into account first. Then you find yourselves in weird positions, like in a squatting position, and then trying to work out what to do next. And that was definitely me in my marriage, I guess you could say. So I want to ask you this too. Have you ever had a question that changed your life? So about 13 years into my marriage, let me back up for a second. For me and my family growing up, I had fantastic parents. My wife also had fantastic parents, but sex was always a taboo topic. Sex was never really discussed or talked about much. We got the thou shalt not talk and, you know, the dangers of sex before marriage and things like that. We also got the, you know, reproduction talk about how babies are made or whatever, but not a lot of talk about like how to enjoy a sexual relationship. We just knew it's not okay before marriage, but after marriage, it's fine. And this is how babies are made. So going into marriage, I inherited a lot of anxiety about sex, and because my wife and I didn't talk a lot about it. In fact, we talked about it on one occasion before we're married, and we both blushed so much and like decided to not, we were so anxious about it, we just didn't talk about it. Anyway, as a newlywed, I had lots of questions about sex. And at the time I was a student and I went to the university library and on the database, I searched for a textbook on human sexuality and I found one. And I was so nervous. I went up to that part of the library. I shifted my eyes to the right, shifted my eyes to the left, made sure no one saw that I was in this section of the library. I found the book. I quickly took it off the shelf, tucked it under my arm, you know, and dashed to the checkout. And it was this, and it was a woman, you know, scanning the book with my ID cards to check out the book. I didn't even make eye contact with her. I was so like, you know, anxious and ashamed that I was checking out a sex book. And I rush home and like, I'm nervous. My hand's shaking as I take out the book and I open and flip through a few pages. And right in front of me is this line drawing, an illustration of a couple having sex. And I guess it was explaining different sex positions. And I freaked out like, I'm not supposed to see this. I slammed the book shut and I returned it at the library the next day. And that was it. It's like, no, sex is taboo. Sex is something I'm not supposed to know about. It's weird. It's awkward. And just not something that's for me. Fast forward 5 children and 13 years of marriage later. Like, see, we could have kids. Sex worked great for that. But anyway, 13 years later, I have a conversation with a friend. And my friend bravely opens up to me and tells me about his sex life. And the reason why he's telling me this is there are some things he and his wife are doing in the bedroom to like really enhance their sexual intimacy. And as a result, their marriage has become a lot stronger. So even though we're talking about sex, the reason why he's telling me is he's really sincere. He's like, this has really strengthened our marriage. We feel closer together. We communicate better. The bond between us is stronger. And he went on to tell me like some of the things they're doing, like there's bedroom games and there's oral sex and there's so on and so on. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't know good people were supposed to enjoy sex or allowed to enjoy sex, but there was some sincerity in his voice and there was something that he had that I didn't have. And I really wanted it. So I go home that day to my wife, Emily, and say, hey, Emily, you'll never guess what kind of conversation I had with so-and-so today. And then I asked her, what do you think about our sex life? How are we doing? And it was the most vulnerable, open conversation we had about sex that point in our marriage. And we were up to probably like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. that night, just discussing what we think about sex and our discomforts about it and how we feel about certain things and what we may have always thought about wanting to try, but was never, you know, we didn't have the courage to bring it up. This conversation ended that night, but it continued on for several weeks. And we came to the conclusion that we were both pretty ignorant when it came to sex. We see that there could be a lot of value. We might be missing out on some joy that we could otherwise be having. So let's start with some books. So I Googled like a Christian author book about sex, and I found a few good ones. And I remember arriving. And so my wife and I were reading like the first chapter together that night. And then she fell asleep because she's tired. And I stayed up and I finished the entire book that night around 4 a.m. I binge read the entire book cover to cover. I was so pumped and so excited. Wake her up the next morning. Hey, we got to try this and check this out. Anyway, so enthusiastic about like this new world open to us. This conversation changed the trajectory of our marriage for good. From that point on, we really learned a lot about sex and intimacy, and we felt our marriage go from good to like, holy cow, awesome, by really learning how to talk about things, by being willing and open to learn more and try new things, and so on. So when you have something precious and good like that, you don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to share it with other people. And this is how Get Your Marriage On was born. So in 2017, my wife and I felt tremendous growth in our own marriage. And we launched our first app, because I'm an app developer by training. and we started a blog. And then in 2018, we launched our first Get Your Marriage On conference. And for two introverts to put on a conference, that was kind of an amazing feat in and of itself. And 550 people showed up at our very first conference. And we were just stoked. That was like so cool. And we did this conference again in 2019 while still working on our app and our blog and other things like that. And then the year of COVID, 2020, is when we launched the Intimately Us and Just Between Us apps. That's also when we launched the podcast that now has over 500,000 downloads and 115 episodes. And the Intimately Us app has been downloaded over 300,000 times too. So it's just really fun to see how this little conversation with that friend has gone on to bless and impact hundreds of thousands of couples around the world. In 2021, I invested a lot into coaching training. I received a lot of really good coaching, and I wanted to learn how to coach other couples. So I put a lot of resources into learning how to coach other people. I started my own men's coaching program, and we put on our first couples retreat in 2021. And in 2022, we put on our next couples retreat, and I've coached hundreds last year. And I'm looking forward to this year, what's coming up. So that's a little bit about me and Get Your Marriage On. Now, what you see here is a lot of the public-facing things. You see a lot. This is like the side you see. But what you don't see is a side between Emily and I and the growth that we've felt and experienced. Also the heartache and also the struggles that we've kind of had. So, in fact, if I were to put this on a chart, it would probably look like this. I call this marital satisfaction over time. So from when we were married, like when you're married, like things are great. And then, you know, mortgage, babies, work, bills, life, marriage usually takes a little dip in satisfaction or plateaus. And that was our experience for a while. Children come along. We had to move. We had to, you know, business struggles and whatever. Anyway, and then we felt tremendous accelerated growth. This is about the point where we really got into books and podcasts. So getting really good information, I would say, really helped us start accelerating growth. But that wasn't all. What really helped us too was having conversations with other couples, like that friend that I told you about, and many other couples. When we can go to dinner with another couple and they can share with us, you know, in appropriate ways, how their sexual experiences are and what things they're learning, and they can share with us and we can share with them some of the things that we're learning too, and kind of have this collaboration. When we can make sex not so taboo, but really there to, in all sincerity, to help each other, man, our ability to accelerate our growth improves, because you can learn, oh, well, they got over that hang up, or this is what they did to help, you know, overcome this, whatever. Also at that time, Facebook groups were helpful for some of these things too. But I'd say the most growth came when we got coaching for ourselves. This is when we're like, coaching helped us see our own blind spots, helped us get through some things. And I want to talk to you more about that experience today. So I promised you three secrets that I believe if you implement this year will help you in 2023 to have a more intimate marriage. So I want to share with you those secrets today. I'm going to title my first secret, Calm the Heck Down. How's that for a name? Let me tell you what this means to me. So one of the advantages I have of having a podcast is I get to ask a lot of questions to my guests of things that are actually going on in my own marriage, but I can always frame it in I'm asking for a friend type of a context. Okay. Now you know my other dirty secrets. If you listen really closely to my podcast, it's really like a reflection of things that I'm learning or things that I have questions about. So in this particular time, I had this guest on. She was I won't tell you which one because then you'll know. But she was, she's also like a marriage and intimacy coach. And at that time, my wife and I were going through a dry spell. And I was feeling really anxious about sex. I wanted sex a lot and she didn't. We weren't having it. And I was kind of like kind of upset. So I remember asking the guest, so there's this husband, what would you advice would you give him if he's in the situation where, you know, due to, you know, certain circumstances, he's just not having the amount of sex he wants. And how do you convince his wife to have more sex with him? I don't know, something like that. And she says, well, I would tell that husband to calm the heck down. Anyway, that advice like hit me like a ton of bricks. And at the moment, it like, you know what? She's exactly right. I am so anxious for sex. I'm anxious about the frequency or quality or the things we're doing or not doing or a little bit of FOMO, that it's my anxiety that's making me really needy for sex, and the energy I'm putting off just makes me undesirable. No wonder why it would be difficult to be married to someone who's anxious about sex all the time. It's a downer. It's not attractive. So the advice to calm the heck down has kind of become a mantra for myself that I've learned to incorporate. So that's the first thing I would recommend you do. By the way, my secrets and tips are not going to be about trying this in this position. It's not about buying this book or this, you know, sex toy. It's not about that. These are things that are more below the surface of the water in like a iceberg. These are things of more of the matter of the heart that I really think if you implement will change. Calming the heck down for me has been one of those things. There are so many moments in marriage where it's like this. We have the circle of concern, the circle of influence, and circle of control. So much energy and time and effort is wasted on things we are concerned about but don't have direct control over. We're anxious about the way our spouse will respond. We're anxious about whether or not he or she's in the mood. We're anxious about if the kids are going to knock on the door, or if, you know, what we're going to do, how the date night's going to end. And just the list can go on and on and on. There's so many things to be concerned about, and we spend too much energy there, and it makes us unattractive in our relationships. What really helps is when we can identify what we have control over, what we don't have control over, and just only focus on what we do have control over. And that's the center of the bullseye in this diagram here. What do you really have control over? And the interesting thing is, when you can do exactly that, it ripples out. Then it has an influence on other people. And then sometimes your concerns will end up taking care of themselves because you're focused on what you actually do have control over first. One of the tools that I've used to implement this in my life, and I guess this is kind of back to how coaching has helped me, is I got some coaching from a gentleman that shared this concept with me. He called it the husband scorecard. It's a spreadsheet, and he wrote down like specific habits that he wanted to implement in his life and how to get better in certain areas in his marriage. And over time, as he mastered one habit, he'd take it off and replace it with a new one. So this has been something I've implemented in my life over the last few years. And this kind of gives me this reminder of things that I have control over that I can keep a focus on. I've shared this with others, such as this man in my coaching program. I've changed his name. We'll call him John. He was in the most recent cohort of the men's group, and he talked about this scorecard. He says, this has been so incredibly valuable. I can calm the heck down just by focusing on what I have control over. I feel lighter and happier, more hope in my marriage because I am developing a better relationship with myself. So he's in a situation where over the years with it's like a perfect storm of menopause and wife's work stress and kids moving in, kids and grandkids moving back into the home and everything. It's just kind of created this perfect storm where sex and intimacy isn't happening as frequently as he would like. So he's very anxious about the state of his marriage. And once he could learn how this skill of like really calming the heck down, it's really helped him understand what he does have control or what he doesn't have control over. And this scorecard concept has been a tool that he's found valuable to help him through all this. Okay, so that's my, so if I can conclude secret one, I would say this. The lesson I learned is I want to surround myself with trusted people that can talk about, whom I can talk about with sex, intimacy, and marriage. You're asking for a copy of the scorecard. In the end of the webinar, I'll tell you exactly where you can get it. I'll tell you how to get it. Thanks for that question. So surround yourself with trusted people that you can talk to about sex, marriage, and intimacy. The more you can do that, the more help you will get at getting the information you need at that very moment to help you in your marriages. Okay, lesson number two. I'm going to call this one tolerating discomfort for growth. And how I learned this one was, there was a time a few years ago, I was just really frustrated. There was something I really wanted sexually in my own marriage. And I've asked my wife for it. She wasn't willing to give it. I was like trying to, it's like banging on the door, like, come on, I'm your husband. You're my only legitimate outlet. Where else am I going to go to get this? It's not wrong. Come on, this is going to be fun. There's only upside here. If you do this, I will love you so much more. You know, just those kinds of thoughts were in my head. I really wanted this thing. And she really did not want this thing. And I was really frustrated. And I remember one particular night, I was just overcome with like the sense of just disappointment and rejection. I put on my running shoes. It was nighttime. I went out for a run. It was, I wanted nothing more than just to bang my feet against the pavement under the stars for a few minutes or like a half hour or so. Anyway, as became my habit around then, because I was learning about marriage and intimacy and coaching and such, I was listening to a coach this couple. So I'm a fly on the wall listening into this conversation, and this couple is talking about their current struggle. And all of a sudden I saw myself in the husband of that man being coached. And I don't exactly remember the particulars, but I'm like, man, that guy's really entitled. Man, that guy sure does. He thinks it's owed to him. He thinks this is the way it's supposed to be. He doesn't realize that he can't take no for an answer. And I just kept like saying these things to myself, listening to this man. And all of a sudden I realized that was me in my own marriage. Like I could see myself and what I was doing wrong in my situation. I could see my own entitlement in my situation, watching or listening to this man being coached. And it was a very eye-opening experience for me. So I went home after that run, and I did something that was very uncomfortable for me. It was very difficult for me to do. And you probably guessed it. I apologized. Really hard. I swallowed my pride. I had put aside my ego and admit I was wrong in the way I had been treating my wife around this particular matter. It didn't change my desire about the item, but it helped me see that my way of going about it was not loving. And so for me, a lot of the growth I've had to do in my marriage is things that are uncomfortable for me to do. For example, if you were to go to the gym and you want to get really ripped and buff, kind of like me, here, I have a picture. If you want to get really strong and buff like me, you need to lift weights, but you don't want to lift like the 1 pound easy feather weights. Also, if you go to the gym and you're not used to working out and you go and lift, the 300 pound lifts, you're going to ruin your body also. Like there's a sweet spot. between the easy and the very hard if you want growth. So my tip number two, or the thing that will help you in 2023 to strengthen your marriage intimately, is to identify an area where you know you need to grow and work at it. But don't pick something that's so hard for you that by doing it, it's going to crush you and discourage you. Don't pick something so easy that it won't push you or develop you either. Like developing muscle, there's a sweet spot where this is a point that's just outside of your comfort zone and you push yourself on it. Here's a few examples. How about not withdrawing or pouting? That's hard to do, especially when you don't get what you want. How about trying something new sexually that's kind of outside of your comfort zone? How about intentionally setting aside time for intimacy? This is where I've found value in getting out the calendar and saying, okay, for the next 3 months, what are we going to do for date nights? Who's going to be in charge of planning this? When are we going to do a getaway? When are we going to have sex this week? What kind of sex do you want to have? Are we going to block out, 2 hours for us? Or is it going to be more quickies this week? Whatever it is, it's hard to do. Planning is so stinking hard to do, especially when you're busy parents with kids and everything. But is this the kind of discomfort that you can push through for growth? How about, this is also really hard, finding a babysitter so that you can go away for a night or two. That's really hard to do. But think of the growth that can come from pushing yourself to do hard things. How about sincerely receiving your spouse's touch and affection? So if I were to summarize this, I would say the lesson I learned is coaching. Coaching helps me see what I am not seeing. Coaching helps me get unstuck quickly. And like people who are serious about building muscle in the gym, they will have a personal trainer that knows, that can help them with technique, that can help them know which muscles need to get strengthened, which exercises will strengthen them. And it helps you really see yourself and other people. Just like that night when I was on the run, listening to the other couple being coached. Coaching will really help you see what you're not seeing. So that's the lesson I've learned there. All right, for tip number three. Oh, before I get into that, can I share two inspiring stories with you? These were both guests on my podcast, Mark and Mindy on the left, and Andrew and Jan Marie on the right. So first, Mark and Mindy, this is the couple that you see on the left of the screen. They, such a cool couple. Mark reached out to me two years ago. He and his wife were on the brink of divorce. He's thrown in the towel. He, in essence, intimacy wasn't there. He wanted sex. She didn't. And they're just going through a really rough time. He's like, I don't know if I want to spend the rest of my life here, but I want to give this one last ditch effort. They tried marriage therapy and a few other things, just wasn't working. So he's like, all right, coaching, here's my last effort. So he joined my men's coaching program and we coached together for a few months. And the changes in their relationship were night and day. It was absolutely remarkable. At the end of our coaching time together, he and his wife had gone on a trip to Hawaii. They had and totally fell in love with each other again. And the thing that really helped them is Mark was very anxious. And he learned how to really like calm the heck down with his anxiety and really push through the things in their relationship to help him be a more attractive husband. And she also had a lot of growth to do too, but she pushed herself through that discomfort also. So they were like in this crucible, and through coaching, they were able to, and they did the hard work of really growing up through that. On the right is Andrew and Jan Marie. They've been married 22 years, and I met them at the last couples retreat that we did last October. This fantastic couple, they celebrated their anniversary at the retreat. But they came to the retreat with their marriage it was okay, but they had a lot of issues within their marriage. Anyway, meanwhile, at the retreat, they had this ongoing issue in their marriage for many, many years. They would talk about it. Someone would bring it up and they'd feel uncomfortable about it. And then they would, you know, not discuss it anymore. A few weeks later, the issue would come up. They both feel uncomfortable about it. And then they'd sweep it under the rug again. But at the retreat, they decided to really push through their discomfort. There was something that they really needed to talk about and air and really get through. They pushed themselves. Is that discomfort for growth? This is them at the gym. This is their workout that was grueling, and they did it. They worked through their issue that had been standing for almost 22 years, and they came out on the other side with fresh understanding and so much more love and understanding for each other. And they were also guests on the podcast, and they told their story about that moment too. So that's an incredible thing. In fact, there was something that Andrew said that really stood out to me. He said that you're never more than, you know, three steps ahead or three steps behind your spouse. The thing in his marriage is he thought he was the more evolved one. I'm the one that gets it. I'm the one that's with the program. You're the one that you need to get on the program with. I get what a sexual intimate relationship ought to be, and you don't. You're the one that needs to do all the hard work. So he kind of had this superiority attitude, or he thought he was a few steps ahead. But in reality, what he learned at the retreat is he's no more than one step ahead or one step behind his spouse. And that leads me to secret number three, which really is this. You're actually never really a whole step ahead or a whole step behind your spouse. You might think you are. You might think you're five steps ahead. In reality, you might be a half a step ahead, but you're really not that far ahead. And let me explain what I mean by that. Let's see. So in my marriage, there was a time when you're hearing all of my like stories tonight. I hope you're okay with that. But there's a point to all this. I was the one that really wanted sex. My wife didn't. I really wanted more novelty, and she didn't. She said she had a lot of hangups and wasn't sure about some things. I said, well, how about you put some effort into getting over your hangups so you can be as confident sexually as I am? You can see where the problems are with this, right? This is not my best moment. Okay. So this conversation goes on and on. She says, look, I love you, but I just don't have time. I don't have time to sit around and, I don't know, read a marriage book, read a sex book to help me work myself out. So I thought I was smart, and I said, well, listen, how about I take over one of your duties for 2 weeks? And at that time, the way we split the roles in our home, she does most of the dinner cooking and meal prep and meal shopping. So I said, I will take over all the meal prep, shopping, cooking, cleanup. And so in that time, instead of you cooking, you can be in the room, you can draw a bath if you want, and you can read this book. And by the way, the book is this really specific book about a woman developing her sexuality. I had highlighted and wrote margins and doggy-eared things for her to read. Like, I want you to read this book that I've carefully prepared for you. Read this. You need this. Anyway. So we went along with this plan. I also didn't tell you that one of the other contention points in our marriage is getting dinner done on time. And sometimes dinner would be late, like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And by that time, the kids go to bed late. And when the kids are in bed late, we don't have time together in the evening. And that was also impacting our intimacy. So guess what? For those 2 weeks, not only did I have dinner done, but I had dinner done on time for 2 weeks. And I remember during that time going over to Emily's parents' house, my in-laws, and I was kind of bragging a little bit, like, see what a good husband I am. I gave Emily a break for 2 weeks. I'm doing all the cooking and I'm getting dinner done on time. And there's this air of superiority. And so it was never said, but when she'd come out for dinner, she wasn't happy about it. because I was kind of rubbing it in her face, like, see, I can do this and I can do it better than you can. What's your problem? So do you think in a situation like that, would my wife be in the bedroom reading the book that I had carefully highlighted for her and going, oh, my husband loves me. Oh, I really need to work on this. Oh, I am so motivated to become more sexual or whatever. Do you think so? Nope, not at all. So here I was thinking I was steps ahead, but in reality, I was not steps ahead. I wasn't even a full step ahead. I was just as stuck as she was stuck. And I was perpetuating the problem by the way I was going about doing things. There's something I learned that's been really helpful. It's called this concept of gridlock. Think about it in chess when you're in check, not checkmate, but like this endless check that you can never really, like the game never really finishes. It probably finished in a draw. It's just, these are things that come up in marriage. And here are some examples of what I mean. When you want something sexually, but your spouse doesn't. Or I want to spend money on this, but she does not. And you have a joint bank account. It's not like you can, you know, both. These are situations where you can't do both. It's one or the other. And you're stuck on it. You want to spend Christmas with extended family, but he does not. You want her to get a cosmetic surgery, but she doesn't. And so on and so on. So these are all gridlock issues. And every marriage has, I would say, 5 to 6, maybe 5 to 10 gridlock issues. So if you have gridlock in your marriage, congratulations, you are normal. We all have gridlock in our marriage. And the only way out of gridlock is to actually grow up. And this is where I've learned some frameworks that have really helped me visualize and understand where I am in my conflicts and how to grow. Because kind of like what we're talking about, you're never quite a step ahead or a step behind your spouse. The only way to really move a step ahead is to really grow up. And as you step up in your relationship and stay there, your spouse will too. It's kind of like a thermostat. I view it this way. When it gets too hot, the air conditioning kicks on to bring the temperature back down. If it gets too cold, the heater usually kicks on to bring the temperature back up. It likes equilibrium. Relationships love equilibrium. But if you have a dynamic that's not working, the only way to change it is to basically raise the threshold from where it was to a new level and keep it there long enough. This comes back to, you know, tip number 2, tolerating that discomfort growth. It's really uncomfortable to kind of do things in a different way for a period of time. But eventually the marriage tends to, you know, evolve and grow and step up with that too. The only way through gridlock, again, is to actually step up, grow up, mature through it. But how do you mature? This is where this framework that I found has really helped me. I'm going to fly through this quickly and kind of explain and summarize it for you. And I talked about this extensively in podcast episodes 101 and 102, which happened to be one of my most highly downloaded ones. Anyway, I call it 3 stages of sex. And for most people, everyone, by the way, starts at some point in stage 1, and then you move to stage 2 and stage 3. And the same concept doesn't apply just to sexual intimacy, but it also applies to growing in our faith and also growing in our agency, our ability to choose and make good choices in our life. As a child, we're all stage 1. This is like a punishment versus reward mentality. It's egocentric, where our emotional center is really on ourself. This is where you have a lot of black and white thinking. Even in sex, this is like looking for lists of do's and don'ts, what's okay and not okay. And sex is often it comes across really needy. It's about safety or control or to have sex with someone for self-reinforcement. An extreme example of stage 1 sex would be sex with a prostitute, where it's really egocentric and it's really about satisfying a need, or it's about control or reinforcing oneself. Anyway, that's kind of like a stage 1 approach to to things. Stage two is where you evolve beyond that, thank goodness, and you're more thinking about roles and rules. And this is where you realize that my decisions make an impact on another person. This is where you become more other-centric. This is when the way people think about you and perceive you actually matters. It matters a lot to you. In fact, you kind of depend on that. This is where you care a lot about what your spouse thinks about you. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. So you'll sometimes do emotional gymnastics and contort yourself to fit what like your spouse wants. Like I coached a woman earlier this morning where she's really, due to certain circumstances that I won't go through, has a really difficult time with sexual intimacy. Yet she will do it for her husband because she doesn't want her husband to stray. She knows if she does it, she knows it's good for their marriage in the long term, even though she doesn't enjoy it. She's doing it for him. Because if she doesn't put out sexually, she's afraid he will leave her and other things like that, even though she really struggles with liking sex at all. So that's like an example of how kind of in the stage two frame, we kind of think more about other people. And this happens in many other areas. And then stage three, where we move more into, I call it the integrity stage. This is the best stage. This is where your emotional center is more based on living a principle-based life. And this is where you're more concerned about the truth, about what's really going on, rather than your ego or winning. And this is where you can really accept yourself and really be okay with your own humanness, your strengths and weaknesses and all. And this is at the point where sex feels very freeing. This is where you can actually love another person with all your heart. And this is a kind of a really quick summary of this framework. But what I want to emphasize is by understanding that the only way through my conflicts that are kind of those ongoing gridlock conflicts is letting go of things I don't have control over and really focusing on what is really important to me. What can I do to be in integrity with my own values? It really pushes my development and growth in new ways. It helps me really mature as a person. It helps me really grow up. So if I were to summarize what the lesson I'm learning here, I would say this, and it's that frameworks are like a map. They help you see where you are and what direction you're going. So if you can get if you can understand more frameworks in your life that help you in your marriage, it'll help you through your conflicts. It'll help you grow. And in 2023, you can find more intimacy and more joy, more freedom in your relationships by kind of learning and understanding how these frameworks kind of help you. All right, to summarize, lesson one, calm the heck down. And that happens by focusing on what you have control over. And the lesson in that is to surround yourself with people that that care about marriages too, and that care about sexual intimacy and quality of marriage there too. Surround yourself with good people. The second secret was tolerating discomfort for growth. It's like going to that gym. You're going to do the hard work so that you can grow. And the lesson behind that too is get good coaching. And number three was you're really not a step ahead or behind your spouse like you think you are. You're about at the same level. And the only way to grow the marriage is to grow up and invite your spouse to grow up with you there. And so finding good frameworks that help you understand what that path looks like kind of helps. I want to introduce this really fine couple. On the left here are my parents, my mother and father, and they have a really good marriage. And on the right, that's my brother and I with my mom in the center. I share this with you because my mother passed away last summer. She was 64 years old, died of cancer. And she was a remarkable and amazing woman. And as I, you know, as we work through her, you know, as I go through the grieving process about losing my mom, it's really interesting for me. What I grieve the most is I grieve my dad losing his wife, not me losing my mom. Does that make sense? It's I vicariously am grieving for my dad losing a wife. What helped me realize and why I bring this up, why it's so important, is life is really precious. You don't know how long your spouse is going to be around. This is it. This is your shot at life. We don't get like Groundhog's Day where we get to do over every day until we perfect it. This is it. So what is it you can do today? Or if tomorrow your spouse were to be gone, how do you want to live today in such a way where you can be the most loving person you can be, where you can be the most giving and generous person you can be? Like, think about and consider those things as you go through 2023 and start setting marriage goals for yourself. How are we going to do that? I've got, let's see. I have a question. Let's see. I'll do this and I'll answer this question. So I just want you to add. So I've got a question for you. I am sorry. I am going to answer the Q&A question real quick. The lady who gave sex to her husband to keep her from straying, she has issues with liking sex. Do you talk to her husband to see if how he supports her in working through the issues? And he shouldn't force her to have sex when she doesn't want it. Okay, so the question, as I understand it, is for the woman who's, you know, putting out in, we call it duty sex for now, to keep her husband from straying, do I work with the husband also, or do I just work with her? And the answer is both. Again, you're never quite a step ahead or quite a step behind your spouse. So if you're going to raise the quality of intimacy in the marriage, it takes both people. So everyone participates in the dynamic in their marriage. Even though you may not be at fault, you're still participating in, you have a role to play in the dynamic of your marriage. That's why I believe really good marriage coaching helps. And it's also why you hear people say, like, it only takes one to change a marriage. It's because it only takes one person to change the dynamic. But that being said, it does take both people to understand what's going on if you want to efficiently improve the quality of the marriage. And that's why I love couples work instead of just one-on-one work all the time. Because with couples work, you see that dynamic and you can help both people see their role and grow through that. I hope that answers that question. And I'll take more questions at the end too. All right, my friends. In 2023, how are you going to surround yourself with others that you can talk about intimacy with? How are you going to get expert coaching and see yourself and others being coached? How are you in 2023 going to find guidance, frameworks, and direction in your life? Good quality information. How are you going to find this? I am pleased to announce that we are launching this program called Next Level. And Next Level is a coaching program that my team and I have worked on for 10 months now. So this is why I've created Next Level. In short, it's because a traditional marriage therapy and coaching is expensive. You have a long waiting list to get in with even, you know, especially the good therapists or good coaches or whatever. It's inconvenient because you have to work your schedule around when you can get in. You have to drop everything, get in the car, drive over there, wait in the waiting room because they're always running late. Anyway, it's also inaccessible for most people because of the expense and the time. And if you have children, it's just difficult to kind of, it's just not accessible for other people. And so for the number of people that need the help, very few can actually get it with the traditional therapy coaching model. So it's only an isolated few can do it. I want to change that. I know coaching can really, really help. It can change marriages, just like the Mark and Mindy story and the Andrew and Jean-Marie story and many others. And I've seen it in my own marriage and others. It can really change things. It's just the way it's done is really difficult. So I'm trying to think as an entrepreneur or whatever, like, is there a better way? And so I believe Next Level is that, because it's affordable. It's accelerated. It's built for on-the-go busy couples that are in the thick of things. It's accessible via mobile app and a private podcast, and it includes a community component, whereas the traditional therapy, you're kind of isolated just with the therapy. You don't really see how you're not alone, that there's others that work with you on this. So I want to briefly go over what Next Level is. Next Level gives you weekly group coaching and one-on-one coaching opportunities. So there's a schedule, and we do it at various times, so you can tune in live when you can, or you just listen to the audio of the recording afterwards, but it's going on weekly. So you can always participate when your schedule allows, and set different times. You can also sign up for one-on-one coaching if you want something a little more specific. It's when you sign up, you get a customized podcast feed. So this isn't a feed that's publicly available. It's really private to you. And you get to listen in on other couples being coached. There's also this community component where you can go on and ask questions of others. There's a men's only, women's only group. You can also get written coaching if you're not the type that, you know, wants to get on camera, or not on camera, at least join a meeting with your voice. You can get written coaching 24/7. It comes with a desktop and a mobile app, and it's also as anonymous and private as you would like to be. And here's like a desktop screenshot of what it looks like. And here's like the mobile app and kind of what that looks like. And we've had this as a, we've had beta testers going through this for the last little bit. And this is what they're saying. I have the Intimately Us app and I listen to the podcast. And so what he's explaining is, my wife and I have grown a lot in our marriage, you know, just from those resources alone. But now I finally have a place where I can get help in implementing the things I'm learning in my marriage. So it's, for one thing, it's consuming the information, but now he can implement it and actually apply it. So that's the benefit of what Next Level has done for him. Another one person said, we really like interacting with other couples with the same desire to build a strong marriage. It's that interaction that they found really valuable. Another person said, the coaching that you, Dan, offered us was so timely and invaluable. We felt a shift in our marriage, helping us break a 5-year habit that kept us both feeling stuck in our marriage. That's just from one coaching session. So it's incredible how much good that can be done through these coaching. This Next Level program is for busy parents. They're like us, like my wife and I. We're in the thick of raising kids. These are the people that need coaching the most, yet have the hardest time getting to it. This is who it's for. It's also for individuals who feel stuck around sex. Like the couple I mentioned earlier, where she's been putting out with duty sex to keep her husband from wandering. She has her own hang up. She just feels stuck around sex. It's not just her, but you name it, whatever situation it is, you just feel stuck around certain things, mental hang ups and things like that. This is for that, for them. It's for newlyweds who are excited to get started on their marriage on the right foot and start establishing healthy patterns from the beginning. The marriages that feel a little boring or routine, you want more spice, you want more joy, you want more freedom, you want more excitement, especially in the bedroom. Those that are in transitions, these are those, you know, transition to be an empty nester, transitioning to have new kids. It can be really scary when kids come along and how that's going to affect your marriage. New jobs, moving to new cities, people in transition. That's really who will benefit a lot from this. In other words, all couples. Aren't we all in that position? I think it's for all couples. Now, you might be asking, I'm too busy for this. I don't want another program. But I don't want you to worry about that. The coaching sessions are really flexible. Besides, you get the mobile app. So you can listen on your go, listen while you're on the go. You can also do the written coaching 24/7. Like, I don't have the money. But don't worry about it. It's very affordable. In fact, it's cheaper than dinner for two. And marriage, I believe, is the very best investment you can make for your happiness. Of all the things we do to get a return on in our investment of happiness, I think putting effort and investment into our marriage and accelerating that growth has definitely been the biggest yield of happiness. One more I want to mention. What if your spouse isn't interested? What if you're like, okay, I get the idea. I see the value, but my spouse isn't interested. With Next Level, it's a buy one, get one free model. In other words, you sign up, and if your spouse is interested, they get a seat. They get their own account at no additional charge. If your spouse isn't interested, you can give that second seat to like a friend or a family member so they can have a seat also. It's a buy one, get two seats kind of a model. So what you get now, most coaching, let's say it's $150 to $550 a session. I've seen this. I think I've even paid the higher session for my own coaching before. It can get really expensive quick. So if you do that weekly, even at the $150 level, that's like $7,000 a year you would traditionally pay for marriage coaching, which is pretty expensive. But here you get that value. Another thing that you get is a private podcast feed, which you see kind of becoming popular these days. Usually you'll pay about $69 to $100 a year. Let's go with $100 a year for a good one, because this one's going to be really good. And workshops. At Get Your Marriage On, we've done 11 workshops last year. We have 12 workshops planned this year on all sorts of topics. You're probably privy to a lot of those. When you join Next Level, you get access to every workshop we've ever done, plus all the workshops we're about to do going forward. So that's also worth $440 to you. And the conference. So we have video recordings of our past Get Your Marriage On conferences. And one of my favorite talks was a lady, Trina Glines. Her topic is why men don't know where the pickles are and why women forget to pee. Talking about the differences between men and women. There's other sessions in there from Tara Carson, the founder of the Dating Divas. We also have one from Jay Parker from Hot Holy Humorous about how to, you know, improve sexual intimacy. And we have others on communication and so on. So anyway, the conference videos are amazing. And you get all those that we've ever done. I think there's 11 in all with that as bonuses. So the total value you get when joining Next Level, if you add it all up, it's worth, you know, over $7,738. I just want to ask you, what is it worth it to you? If you could ask yourself this question tonight, if you could overcome one hurdle in your marriage in 2023, what's one thing you wish you could overcome in 2023 in your marriage to draw that you think is in the way of you becoming more intimate with your spouse? How much would that be worth to you? And if I could help you with that, or if Next Level could help you with that, would that be worth it to you? The true investment for Next Level is $69 a month. That's a very convenient number for an intimacy-related coaching program. Or $690 a year, you save about, you know, 20% doing the annual plan. But tonight, for being on this webinar, we have an introductory offer for $49 a month or $490 a year. But there's a catch. All of this expires Sunday night. So that's January 8th at midnight, this offer expires. And to sign up, you go to getyourmarriageon.com. You go to coaching and workshops, Next Level for couples. And then hit sign up. And then it should show the discounted, the introductory price right there. And that's it. That's how you sign up. It's really easy to sign up for Next Level. I am so grateful that you're here tonight. I am excited that I could share some secrets with you, some things that I've learned along the way. And in closing, for me, what really accelerated the growth in my marriage recently has been good coaching. I have a coach that I hire that we meet for with my own marriage. Surrounding yourself with like-minded couples. I have really good friends that I can go to anytime with my intimacy, marriage-related questions. And Next Level provides this level of community for that. And just really good content and information, which we continue to produce at Get Your Marriage On through our podcast, through our app, through our website, through our blog, and through the other things we do. I really believe it's those three things, working on those three things together. And then through that, you'll learn how to calm the heck down, learn what you have control over and we don't have control over. You'll learn how to listen and pick out really good advice when you hear it. I am around for the next 20 minutes. I'd be happy to answer questions. If you'd like to ask a question, you can wiggle your mouse on the screen or hit the three dots and do Q&A, and I'll address them from there as we go. Oh, wait, don't go yet. I forgot. We need to do a drawing. Yes. Just a second. This is really important. Here, let's do this. Okay. Great. We're giving away a Sheets and Ladders. Just a second. Let me get that. Okay. A lucky winner tonight is going to get a Sheets and Ladders set. This is a bedroom game. It's a fitted sheet that goes over your bed, but it's a board game. It has empty spots and it comes with washable markers. You fill in each blank of what happens when you roll and land on that space. It's a great date night idea. It's a great anniversary, wedding gift, just anything you want to do. It's going to be really fun. In addition, thank you for being here live. We also have a FemmeFun bullet vibrator. This is a really high quality vibrator, 20 different speeds, different modes, rechargeable, water submersible. It's fantastic. And a high-end organic lubricant from Coconut. This is my favorite brand of lubricant. And I have this available in oil-based and water-based also. So we took all of our attendees, ran it through a random number generator, and we have a winner. And the winner is, drum roll, it is Leanne Lane. Leanne Lane, congratulations. If you will please, Leanne, do the Q&A. I think there's a way to send a private message. Okay, I don't see if there is. If you will please, congratulations, Leanne. If you will please email me, dan@getyourmarriageon.com. That's dan@getyourmarriageon.com. If you'll please email me, I will get your address and get this sent off to you right away. Everyone, thank you for being here. I hope you have a wonderful 2023. Please consider signing up and joining us in Next Level. And with that, I am ready to take questions. Someone asked, "What's a companion code?" I think this is referring to when you sign up for Next Level. What do I mean by a companion code? You get an account. And you get a code you can give to a friend or your spouse, and they can type that in, and then they also sign up too. So that's what that is. So great. Are there any other questions I can help answer? Thank you, Kyle. Do I ship products to Canada? Yes, I do. I do. Sheets and Ladders is available to Canada also. All right. I hope you can please join me in the Next Level program. We can sign up tonight. And thank you. Great question. it's a month to month. Cancel anytime. If you go for a year, then you have the year commitment. But of course, I'll work with you on that. It really is zero contract, just month to month. And so you can try it for a month, see if you like it, and continue after. It's going to be fantastic. Beth, you can purchase Sheets and Ladders at sheetsandladders.com or on amazon.com. It's on Amazon as well. Great. We had a coaching call today in Next Level. One of our weekly coaching calls was today. And it was a fantastic call. A husband and wife, they're able to get the coaching that they needed. So we made a recording of that. And it's available to members within Next Level. So, you know, within a few hours after the call, those that also are in Next Level, like if you sign up, you'll be able to go in and listen to that call and learn about the situation they're in and how they're able to kind of work through that too. Okay, this price, if you join now, it's the introductory rate. It stays lifetime. So if you sign up today at $49 a month, it's $49 a month for the lifetime you're a member. Now, if you cancel and then join again a later time, you'll be joining in at the price, whatever it'll be at that time later on. But it is $49 a month indefinitely and until you cancel. So you keep that lower price. Okay, the scorecard is available within Next Level as a resource. So that's an example of a tool that you get for signing up for Next Level. And I have a resource section with a ton of tools. The scorecard is one of them. I have other videos and other like tons of other things in there. So you get that. You get that inside the Next Level program. Thank you for that endorsement of Sheets and Ladders. It definitely is worth it, I think. It's a lot of fun. In addition, I also have a men's coaching program that I've done. I've done five groups of 12 weeks each. Going forward, I'm going to run that program through Next Level. So those in Next Level get an access to what I'm offering through the men's only coaching program. Are there games you suggest for couples that have really struggled in emotional connection? We really are uncomfortable with our communication and sex. Thank you. This is a great question. Now, inside the Intimately Us app, I don't know if you're aware. I'm going to pull it up on my screen here. If you go to the Discover tab along the bottom, the top item says Conversation Starters. Part of the hardest thing about communicating is just talking about it. So if you can just practice talking about it, this comes back to that tip number two, discomfort for growth. This is the muscle that you need to work on. You know you need to work on it. Pick a conversation prompt and just start asking each other conversations. Other ways to do that, there you can go on. I've seen them on Amazon.com. There's other places too. It's like a deck of conversation prompt cards. You can keep it like on your nightstand by your bed, and every night just pull out one card and ask each other that question. Just try to spur conversation. But it really is a muscle, just like any other muscle. You work at it and you get better and stronger at it as the more you invest in doing things like that. Great question. Thank you. Any other questions? I'd love to answer questions. Okay, Mark says, our three kids are all married and doing well. We're thinking about getting Sheets and Ladders for each for Valentine's Day. Yes, great idea. That's a fantastic idea. Great Valentine's Day gift idea. Way better than just roses or just chocolates. Get them Sheets and Ladders, something they can really enjoy. Yes. That's really good. Yeah. The stage model, Dana is asking, the stage model, One can be at one level and part of the relationship and another part, other parts in the relationship. Absolutely. You might be stage three when it comes to your faith in God, let's say, or faith in whatever your faith is. Yet you feel very stage one when it comes to sex. Or you might be very stage two when it comes to money. Yet stage three when it comes to parenting, for example. Like it's all kind of across the board. And it's also there are, you're going to have moments where you're very stage three, and you're going to have moments where you're very stage one, even within the same day and the same topic. Because you're a human and you're evolving and growing and developing. But I really like the stage three framework. And now I see it everywhere. And I tried to push myself. What's a good stage three way for that? Thank you. Great. And we talk a lot about stage three in Next Level. And that's kind of the inspiration behind the title Next Levels, to help people get to whatever, wherever they are, move them to the next level in their maturity inside the program. Okay, next question. How does Next Level differ from other information from the app and podcast? It's very different, Janine. Thanks for asking. Next Level is different because in just the other program is like information only. It's like a lot of how-tos, like games, podcasts. You can listen to and consume information. But this is your place where you can actually ask questions in your marriage. This is where you can get help in your situation. This is where you can actually apply the things you're learning into your marriage. So this is where Next Level really helps with things like that. I hope that answers that one. Next question. Do you address physical health issues as a possible barrier to sex when you do your coaching? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. Our physical sex is physical. It's also emotional. It's also spiritual. It's also intellectual. But definitely a very physical component. And we definitely need to address that as part of building a great, great sexual relationship. Is this program appropriate for people who do not have a faith or of a different faith? How religious or religiously specific is the Next Level program? Thank you for asking that. I personally am a person of a faith. So I see the world kind of through that lens. However, it's not a platform where we're just like preaching this all the time. It's not a preachy platform. It's not like we're going to like be quoting scripture all the time, unless, you know, the client, you know, that would help and respond. If the person being coached can benefit from that, we'll definitely go there, but it's not set up, to be very sectarian or very denominational to begin with. It's kind of open for all that. Thanks for asking. So if you're irreligious, you'll still gain a lot because we're very much on principle-based coaching. What are the right principles to implement in your life? Right, next. Are the coaching sessions live on the Next Level program or recorded in a group of other couples? So we offer a few varieties of this. The first type is group coaching, and it's live, but in a group setting. So you're on with other couples. That was like the coaching session we did today. There were six of us on today, although we only had time for one person that ended up getting coaching. So the others were like observers, I guess you could say, and learn from that. And there's time for them to chime in. So that's one type, the group. Then we also do private one-on-one coaching, which you can sign up for and no additional charge. And how we do that, though, is we give you new names. We anonymize. We might even change your voices in the recording. You don't ever mention any identifying details, like you don't say where you work or where you live. And it's full coaching. And then recordings of that are made available for members of Next Level to learn from. But it's still that one-on-one type, and it's anonymous for everyone else. The third type of coaching we do is through our workshops. That's every month we pick a topic, such as how to become more sexually confident, or how to deal with erectile dysfunction. That was a popular one we did with men. How do you overcome unwanted pornography use? That was another popular one we did. We pick a topic and we do a deep dive on that specific topic. And that's the third type of coaching that we offer once a month inside the program. I hope that answered that question too. These have been great questions. All right. I hope all of you have a wonderful and fantastic evening, and I look forward to being in touch. If there's anything I can do to help you in your marriages, send me an email. I love hearing from you. You can reach out to me also on Instagram, and we'll go. Janine's asking, how many people are here? I don't know. thank you, Mark. Thank you, Marlene. Great. It's my pleasure to do this. Thank you for being here. Yep. Happy to do the webinar. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. How much does the men's coaching cost? All right. So the pricing I have had up until now is the program is $999, and it comes with a lot of features and benefits. It comes with a notebook, workbook. We meet. It's very intense. We meet once a week. It's kind of a hot seat format. It also comes with a really in-depth course with over 8 hours of video that we cover. And what we're doing new this time is if you sign up for Next Level, the amount you're paying for Next Level goes towards the men's course. So if you're paying the $490 a year, let's say, for Next Level, that goes towards the $999 that the program used to cost. So it's a really good deal. It's actually saving money going forward. The short answer is $9.99 for that program. And we'll be kicking off the men's course in February, the next group. We just finished our last group with the men's group in December. And you'll get to hear from two of the men that were in that group for the next two podcast episodes. They're going to be on to share their story and their experience and what they've learned and how they grew over the 3 months we worked together. It's pretty inspiring, I think. These have been great questions. Thank you. There's still a few online. I wonder if I can answer any more questions you might have or anything you'd like to ask. Randy Christensen asking about the scorecard. It's available as a resource inside of Next Level. Inside of Next Level. It's awesome. And I have other things like it, other really helpful resources inside it. Inside Next Level too. My wife says, I'm so glad you made us do this webinar tonight. She loved the webinar and will sign up for Next Level. Yes. Congratulations. Wonderful. Great. Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to getting to know you better. Mrs. Imani, I will get you the recording. Have there been any failures where couples just couldn't make it work? Kyle, absolutely. Yes. There definitely are times when that happens. You hear about success stories because, well, there was success at the end, but what about the failure stories too? There are definitely individuals who you know, work really, really hard on their relationship. And this, the hard reality of marriage is there's always risk. You have a risk that your spouse won't choose you back the way you choose them. They just don't choose you back. And it's really sad, but it does happen. Not as often though. But it does happen. Next question. How important is emotional health in creating great intimacy? Very important. If there's mental illness, let's pretend, some emotional issue too, it's hard to have an intimate relationship with someone that has some poor emotional health. So that's kind of the foundation for creating great intimacy. So much of what I focus on and do, strangely, isn't really about sex. We don't talk about sex really all that much. It's all about emotional connection and intimacy, as in, you know, emotional closeness, because the byproduct of that is great sex. It just kind of takes care of itself. But we always focus on good emotional health first. So much of what you'll see in the program. And also, if you listen to my podcast, we do have a few, you know, episodes about sex specifically, but by far and large, more episodes than not, they're really about emotional intimacy and that relationship. Next question. I haven't used the Intimately Us app yet, but have read the many positive reviews. Is there a cost to the app? Great question. It's free to download. And I'd say about 90% of the app is free. And if you want to get to the locked portions, there's an in-app purchase for that. You can pay monthly, annually, or one-time fee. The monthly fee, I think, is around $5. Annually, it's around $27. Or one-time fee for, I think, $40 or $50. And you get the entire app there. So it's fantastic. There's games, there's conversation starters, there's really in-depth how-tos and tutorials on how to do things. Conversation starters, I mentioned that. Anyway, lots of fun activities you can do inside the app. My wife and I use it every day. Use an aspect of the app every day, at least. This has been great. Are there any other questions that I can help answer? I hope you make 2023 your year, where you surround yourself with great couples, where you get good coaching, whether it's from me or from someone else, and also really good information to help you accelerate. Okay, Kyle asks, or says, the Intimately Us app is great. Thank you for developing it. Thank you, Kyle. Yes. Okay, next question. Really interested in how to become more intimate and transparent with a partner that has health issues that cause erectile dysfunction, that cause them to hide their bodies in shame, like an ego thing. How do I start? Oh, such a good question. Okay, great. And this is one I can answer from personal experience, being one with erectile, unpredictability in a certain. Okay, that might be TMI, but I've gone through this a little bit in my marriage in the past, and it is kind of a shame thing because a lot of men, equate their manhood and their manliness and their masculinity with their penis. So when their penis isn't functioning, they feel bad. So they hide, or they find other things to distract themselves, to keep them busy, so they're not exposed to the discomfort of maybe some erectile unpredictability. I would address it head on and just say, I understand this is really hard for you. And just try to be understanding and kind and let your spouse know that it's okay. It's okay that their body just isn't functioning the way it is. And maybe just reiterate that there's so many other aspects to really good sexual intimacy that don't involve an erect penis that might be really fun to do. And what you want to do is just be a really good friend, not be a judgmental person in that point. I would love to talk to you more about your situation. I wonder if there's more layers below that we can dig underneath and also kind of see your role and what things you can do to help. We can really dissect this and dive in deeper if you want. I'd be happy to discuss that in more detail with you and see how I can really help with that. But that was a great question. I love it. Feel free to ask other questions. I have time for one or two more questions. This has been great meeting all of you. All right, we'll call it a night. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for your support. And I wish all of you a wonderful night and a fantastic 2023. And I hope to serve you and continue to be here for you throughout the year. Have a good night.